During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's a brisk November morning in Moscow, Idaho, a town nestled quietly among the mountains, home to students and scholars. But in November of 2022, the peaceful town became the center of a horrifying tragedy, one that gripped the nation and raised more questions than it answered. Four young lives were brutally cut short, and the man accused of committing the unthinkable crime, Brian Koberger, a name now intertwined with the kind of terror that most people can't imagine. A 29-year-old PhD student studying criminology at Washington State University, just a short drive across the state line from the University of Idaho, where four students were found dead in their off-campus home. And now, nearly 2 years later, Koberger's name is still in the headlines, not just because of the murders themselves, but because of a contentious legal battle over whether or not he should face the death penalty. In October 2024, Idaho prosecutors pushed back on a bid by Koberger's defense team to remove the death penalty from the table. It's a move that's not surprising given the nature of the crime. But Koberger's attorneys, led by Ann Taylor and Elisa Massoth, argue that there are legal reasons to challenge the death penalty, and they've made several bold claims, claims that prosecutors say don't hold up under Idaho's legal precedent. The defense's request, filed earlier this year, claims that the death penalty violates the U.S. Constitution on multiple fronts. They argue that Idaho has no viable method for carrying out executions, and that the state's two options, lethal injection and the firing squad, are both fraught with constitutional issues. Koberger's lawyers have even gone as far as to suggest that the firing squad, which Idaho reinstated as an option for executions last year, was never constitutional to begin with. It's a bold argument, one that has sparked intense debate in the courtroom and beyond. And it's just one of many avenues the defense is using to challenge the state's pursuit of capital punishment. They've also raised concerns about whether Koberger has been given adequate time to prepare his defense in a case this complex and argued that certain legal standards weren't met in the indictment process. But according to Idaho prosecutors, these arguments don't stand up to scrutiny. In a series of filings made public in early October, Special Assistant Attorney General Jeff Nye and Lutta County Prosecuting Attorney Bill Thompson pushed back on the defense's claims. They argue that Koberger's lawyers are attempting to move the goalposts, making demands that are simply not supported by Idaho law. One of the key arguments made by Koberger's defense is that aggravating factors, circumstances that could make a crime eligible for the death penalty, must be presented to a grand jury. But in their response, prosecutors countered that this argument is squarely foreclosed by binding Idaho Supreme Court precedent. In simpler terms, the law doesn't require that every detail be presented to a grand jury when the state is seeking the death penalty. As long as the prosecution includes a probable cause affidavit and notifies the defense of its intent to pursue capital punishment within 60 days of the arraignment, they are within their legal rights. And that's exactly what prosecutors say they did. They notified Koberger's defense team within the required time frame that they would be seeking the death penalty. They also included the necessary information in a superseding indictment detailing the probable cause for why Koberger should be charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of felony burglary. It's a legal back and forth that's become increasingly common in death penalty cases where defense teams look for any possible angle to challenge the state's decision to seek the ultimate punishment. But in this case, prosecutors argue, the defense is asking for something that the law simply doesn't require. There's also the issue of the expert testimony that Koberger's defense team wants to introduce. Specifically, they want to bring in an expert to testify in constitutional issues surrounding capital punishment. It's not an uncommon tactic in cases like this. Defense teams often look for ways to challenge the death penalty on constitutional grounds, especially in states where the execution methods themselves are controversial. Idaho's 2 current methods of execution are lethal injection and the firing squad. Lethal injection has come under intense scrutiny in recent years due to a number of botched executions where the drugs used either didn't work properly or caused excruciating pain. The firing squad, meanwhile, is a method steeped in both history and controversy. Idaho reinstated it last year, and it remains one of the few states where it's still an option. Koberger's defense team claims that both methods violate the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. But prosecutors say that expert testimony on this issue isn't relevant to the case at hand. In their filings, they point to a longstanding Idaho Supreme Court ruling that says expert witnesses cannot offer legal conclusions. Such conclusions are for the court, not the experts, to determine. It is now well established in Idaho that testimony containing conclusions of law by an expert witness is generally inadmissible, Thompson wrote, citing the state's legal precedent in Ibarra versus Bedke. In other words, the defense's request to bring in an expert to testify on whether Idaho's death penalty violates the Constitution is likely to be shot down. Still, the debate surrounding Idaho's execution methods continues. After the state reinstated the firing squad as a legal option, some legal experts argued that despite its violent and archaic nature, it might actually be more humane than lethal injection. Fordham Law School. Professor Deborah Denno, one of the nation's leading experts on capital punishment, told Fox News Digital that the firing squad is the quickest, surest, and most error-free method of execution. In fact, Denno believes that if given the choice, many death row inmates would choose a bullet over a needle. Koberger's defense team, however, argues otherwise. In their filings, they argue that the firing squad has never been constitutional under U.S. law and that it should be considered a violation of both the 8th and 14th Amendments. It's a claim that, like many others in this case, will ultimately be decided by the courts. But the legal wrangling over the death penalty is only part of the story. At the center of this case are the 4 University of Idaho students who were brutally murdered in their home on November 13th, 2022. Madison Mogan, Kaylee Guncalves, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, 4 young lives full of promise, cut short in a violent attack that left the small town of Moscow reeling. Investigators say that Koberger was the man behind the murders. According to law enforcement, cell phone pings placed Koberger near the victim's house. On the day of the killings, surveillance footage captured his car traveling through the area at key moments, and DNA evidence allegedly linked Koberger to a knife sheath found at the scene. But the defense maintains that Koberger was not there. Instead, they say, he was driving around rural roads in the dark, admiring the moon and stars. It's a defense that's drawn skepticism given the mountain of circumstantial evidence against him. But Koberger's legal team is fighting back, arguing that the state's case is far from airtight. They've pointed to inconsistencies in the investigation and argued that Koberger has been denied a fair trial due to intense media coverage and what they describe as a mob mentality in the local jury pool. Earlier this year, Koberger's defense successfully petitioned for a change of venue, moving the case from Lauda County, where the murders occurred, to Ada County, where Koberger is now incarcerated. The move was seen as a victory for the defense, who argued that it would be impossible for Koberger to receive a fair trial in Moscow, where emotions still run high nearly 2 years after the killings. As the trial date looms, the case against Koberger continues to unfold. He faces 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of felony burglary in connection with the deaths of Mogan, Goncalves, Kernodle, and Chapin. If convicted, he could face the death penalty, a punishment that the state believes is warranted given the nature of the crime. But for Koberger's defense team, the fight is far from over. They've raised numerous challenges to the state's case, from constitutional arguments about the death penalty to concerns about the fairness of the trial itself. And while prosecutors are confident that they have followed the letter of the law, the outcome remains uncertain. A hearing on the death penalty issue is scheduled for November 7th, 2024. It's just one of many legal battles that will take place before Koberger's trial, which is expected to begin next year. For now, the families of the victims, the people of Moscow, and the nation as a whole wait for answers in a case that has already shaken the foundations of this small college town. In the end, the question isn't just whether Brian Koberger will be convicted of these heinous crimes, it's also about what kind of justice will be served. Will the state seek the ultimate punishment, or will Koberger's legal team succeed in their efforts to have the death penalty taken off the table? Only time will tell.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.